Carrigan. I'm substituting for Dr. Vandenhaag, who had to return to New York today. First, a few announcements. Don tells me that all literature must be removed from the tables in the hall by 5:30. The breakfast meeting will be at 8:30 tomorrow, as printed on the tickets, not at 9 a.m., as you have it on the program. And finally, David Sturr has one free airline ticket for... it's gone? All right, I'm sorry about that. Now to our program. I am advised that our speakers will address the subject of conservatism and neoconservatism, continuing this morning's discussions. The speakers have a variety of backgrounds in the academy, journalism, government, and other areas, and I am sure that their remarks will illustrate what already has been demonstrated here, namely that conservatism is not a monolithic ideology, but an ongoing exploration of basic values and traditions. Don Lipset has asked me to please remind each speaker to limit his remarks to 7 minutes. And because of the severe time constraint, we shall dispense with the customary detailed introduction of our speakers. Our first speaker is Dr. Brigitte Berger, Professor of Sociology at Wellesley College. Dr. Berger.